This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. Details about the suspect in the shooting at the University of Colorado in Colorado Springs emerged as the 25-year-old man accused of killing two people appeared in court today. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
According to the affidavit, 25-year-old Nicholas Jordan had a history of issues with his roommates. They had filed complaints with campus police and housing over his smoking marijuana and cigarettes and keeping the common area clean. Police say Jordan threatened to kill roommate Samuel Knopp after being asked to take out the trash. Jordan allegedly shot and killed Knopp and Celine Rain Montgomery. He's facing two counts of first-degree murder. Jordan has another hearing next month. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
United cut the ribbon Thursday on its new flight training building in Denver. The 150,000-square-foot facility in Central Park will house 12 additional simulators. CEO Scott Kirby says it's a sign of the airline's growth.
We built a new baggage system here in Denver, more gates here in Denver, more gates at Newark, new baggage system in Houston, the biggest in-flight training center for flight attendants down in Houston, more club space around the system. And that, of course, culminated with what are by far the largest aircraft orders in the history of aviation. We now have about 800 airplanes still on order.
United says it hired 2,300 pilots last year and 300 so far this year. A 60-acre brush fire burned in Douglas County near Larkspur, south of Castle Rock this afternoon. Pre-evacuation orders were lifted for Perry Park Road, south of Toma Road. Multiple fire departments on scene said the fire was fully contained this evening. This is CPR News.